USA Radio News.
Security is being stepped up for U.S. Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around the clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Retail gas prices in the U.S. rose on Tuesday and hit another record. According to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas hit $4.37. That surpassed the former record of $4.33. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
A former Alabama corrections officer is dead, and the man she helped escape is on his way back to prison. Authorities are still working to find out if Vicky White shot herself as police moved in on Monday. The inmate, Casey White, no relation, surrendered. Parents, beware. The shortage of baby formula is getting worse. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The problem stems from a lack of production after a major plant was shut down. Walgreens and CVS are only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products, while Target is limiting online sales. And a predominantly black college is shutting down because of a ransomware attack. Lincoln College, established in 1865, announced it will be closing its doors on May 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Residents in Flint, Michigan will have a little more time to file a claim in the city's contaminated water lawsuit. Reporter Tim Berg has the update.
Flint residents now have until June 30th to file claims as part of a water crisis settlement. A judge agreed to the extension after a report from the person overseeing the claims. 50,000 residents have filed claims as part of the settlement.
America's small business owners don't expect the next 6 months to inspire confidence. The Small Business Optimism Index for April is unchanged, marking 4 months in a row below the measure's 48-year average. Small business owners expecting better business conditions over the next 6 months fell to a net negative 50%. That's the lowest level ever recorded in the survey. Wiley College's class of 2022 has more than their degrees to celebrate. Their school balances have been cleared by an anonymous donor. More than 100 students who graduated from the Texas College on Saturday will see $300,000 in debt disappear. Tom Brady will join Fox Sports as a football announcer when his playing career ends. That announcement came from Fox CEO Lachlan Murdoch on Tuesday. Brady had announced his retirement at the end of last season, but later renounced it, saying he would play at least one more season with the Tampa Bay Bucks. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.